it's a hideous and horrible place for adults. It's not a place for families. There's nothing family-friendly. Just because you change the name of a detention centre to alternative doesn't give it any more protection for the children who will be detained.
That's the Greens Senator, Sarah Hanson-Young, reacting to news that asylum seeker families will soon be transferred to a new facility, the Wickham Point Detention Centre near Darwin. A section of the facility is about to be transformed into what the department calls an alternative place of detention, an APOD. Now, the news comes as the department grapples to place growing numbers of families and children arriving as asylum seekers on Australia's shores. Just yesterday, Immigration Minister Brendan O'Connor was forced to defend his decision to send families to Manus Island. And last week, there were suggestions the Curtin Detention Centre would be reopened to families. Now, several groups have expressed concerns about how children and families will be treated, including the Children Out of Detention group, Chill Out. Sophie Peer is Chill Out's campaign director. Sophie, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan.
What do we know about the Wickham Point facility?
Look, we know that the facility is completely inadequate for children. It currently can accommodate up to 1,500 single men. It's mosquito-ridden. Its suitability for human accommodation was questioned when it was first opened in 2011. We know that it costs around $115 million a year to run the facility. We know that there are completely inadequate services, connections, community and care for children in that environment.
Now, there's great pressure to find accommodation for children and families, Curtin, Wickham Point being talked about. What sort of numbers are pressing on those facilities now?
We are, you're right. We're absolutely at extreme numbers. There's 1,062 children detained today, according to the latest Department of Immigration figures that we have. All of those children and their associated families need accommodation. They do not need more and more secure places. The fact that we're all here today talking about new conditions and is this centre appropriate or is that one better is just appalling. This is a government who said children would be detained as a last resort. We shouldn't be talking about whether there's English classes or whether there's schooling. We should be talking about how to support these people in the community, which is a cheaper alternative for the Australian taxpayer. It's certainly a less harmful alternative for the children and their family.
There's a bit of a gap between action and rhetoric. Now, Brendan O'Connor, reacting to those revelations about children on Manus Island, was quoted today as saying, worse to the effect of, well, that's how we get a deterrent effect. Are you sort of reassured by the minister's position?
Absolutely not. And there's just no evidence to support that statement that Minister O'Connor makes. How on earth is it a deterrent when, since Manus and Nauru were reopened in November 2012, we've seen over 15,000 people arrive by boat? The deterrent factor, it just isn't working. It's not true. We're seeing more and more families coming. We're seeing, obviously, an increase of boat arrivals. So, no, I completely refute that it's working.
Sophie Peer, what would you consider to be a child-friendly detention centre?
Well, probably none. We understand that there's a need to do health, security and character screening for everyone who arrives by boat. That can be done in a humane way. It can be done in a centre in metropolitan locations, firstly, where we don't have all of these remote issues and health risks. It can be done very quickly. Other countries do this in between 14 days to 30 days for families and for children particularly. It can certainly be done in flexible and open centres where there's low security, where there's the chance for people to come and go, where children have more of a life and more of a childhood, and certainly where it's not indefinite detention. Children today face potentially life in our detention facilities, which is just completely unacceptable.
We've also read horror stories in recent days about asylum seeker families having pretty tough times in the community as well. That is not necessarily without the appropriate support a solution to this issue.
Absolutely. We certainly advocate for community detention as an alternative to locked secure facilities, but you're quite right. There's been some shocking stories of people with inadequate support. The Department of Immigration likens living in community detention to a poor uni student. That's the type of financial position and living conditions that those families face in community detention. Now, to that we would say, well, you can save $2.3 billion by ending offshore processing tomorrow. That money, you'd need nowhere near that to pay for the current caseload of, even this extreme caseload of women and children and families needing accommodation. So community options can certainly be expanded and improved upon, but fundamentally giving people their freedom and Australia not locking people up indefinitely is a very good start.
Sophie Peer, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Duncan.
Sophie Peer is Campaign Director for Children Out of Detention. 26 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock.